At an open house at Adams City Hall, Felicia Whitehouse points to aerial photos and concept drawings that show an ambitious future and more than 100 new jobs.
It's all sustainable technology, it's all non-polluting, and it's all environmentally sound.
Whitehouse is the Executive Vice President of Projects for Geitz Global, an Australian green energy company. She plans to break ground this fall on a development that includes their American headquarters, a 500,000-square-foot factory, an education center, and a boutique hotel. The factory will build floating solar power plants designed to clean up algae-choked waters like nearby Lake Peatonwell.
We're going to be building the components, the sensors and the tracking systems that go into the floating solar systems, the pontoons and the rafts that those solar systems sits on.
According to the plans, those floating power plants will clean up the city's wastewater. Solar and wind-powered lights will be installed on Main Street. The public schools will become solar energy education centers. Adams Mayor Jan Baumgartner and City Administrator Bob Ellisor say it will be a new world.
We're just not going to be the same city or the same county. We're going to be a destination point for a lot of communities that want to see how this technology can be used.
It's happening so fast that I think a lot of people are skeptical, but I'll tell you what, hang on. The City of Adams is going to become the green capital of the United States.
The Lake Peatonwell cleanup has yet to be approved at the county level. In Adams, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.